Fallen Angel by Don J. Snyder. To Cecilia, who blessed our lives with her presence. Prologue. This is always with me now, the way I saw her that first morning as she came up from the shore across the ice-glazed granite rocks that stood at the opening of the harbor, a long blue denim dress, dark hair black as ink, and a thick braid lying across her left shoulder. She was holding the hand of a small child in a green cloth coat. They were both wearing silly red puddle boots, so inappropriate for a winter day in Maine. There was a yellow dog running out ahead of them. Or was it later, at the cottage where I first saw the dog? This is the difficulty I am up against, trying to recall her precisely as I first saw her in those beginning moments, just the plain and exquisite portrait of her when she was still a stranger to me. Her shape, a few brush strokes outlined against the bruised winter sky behind her, before I knew the thousand things I would come to learn about her. When I acknowledge my life before I knew her, when I go back and stand alone in the emptiness before she entered my life, I see that I was a blind man. Blind to the mystery that surrounds us. Blind to the holiness of this world, to the way the wind collects our voices then scatters them across the open fields of memory and time. Maybe you were standing beside me that first morning in the ordinary light of the vanishing stars, when she was still distinct and separate from the story she gave to me, and I am giving to you now. A story which began in the last moment of her absence before I felt the weight of her first touch. There is a deep loneliness in life that can take our breath away and leave us weary. I saw the loneliness in her and could tell that she had come a long way to that shore in Maine. Didn't I see her weariness right away that morning? The way her shoulders were pitched forward slightly in her blue coat. She would tell me that this was a real navy peacoat, a relic from the 1960s when such coats were the fashion of the young people.